Vicky, good morning.
Good morning.
So for those who don't know, can you explain what this Reword tool does?
Yeah, so just to clarify, Reword was developed by separate people, but Headspace is partnering with Reword because we think it's a great product. And essentially what it does is if you download it, it interfaces with social media and really similar to a spell check function where it sort of highlights it as the word is misspelled. Reword puts a line through the centre of the word horizontally, which effectively words that are potentially mean or bullying, it puts a line through it, and it encourages all people to then go, do I want to use that word, etc. And it was piloted with Headspace support in 4 Melbourne schools, and what they found was that 79% of the time young people did actually change the word when it was put the line through. So that's pretty promising use of technology where, you know, potentially mean or bullying words, there's a stop and think aspect to this, which has strong evidence in CBT.
So you mentioned 79% of the time, was it, that people would change the word when it was used?
Yeah, that's my understanding. It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
That's a lot. That's amazing. So does that mean, is this just in trials for this tool, or are there other programs like that out there?
Not that I know of. That's my understanding. That was in the pilot. And it was, I think, 2 primary school and 2 secondary schools. And, yes, what it really shows is actually if people are encouraged to think about, do I want to use this word, then they often choose not to.
That's a brilliant statistic. That's really good.
So yeah, it's a great product.
So in terms of what are you hoping to achieve with this Reword tool, are you hoping to, I guess, lessen the effects of cyberbullying as a whole or eradicate it completely? What are they hoping to achieve?
I think what the people that created Reword have tried to do is create something that's user-friendly, that also connects to some of the things we try to do with people psychologically, which is the stop and think idea. And that's used in primary school with kids to manage feelings in a whole range of ways. So it's a very effective, and especially given spell check and it working in a similar way, I think that's quite a clever noticing that the line has been drawn through it. It looks different to the way spell check highlights words. And then, do I really want to say this? And then we need a whole range of other strategies to sit around that school-based, community-based, and parents and young people. There's really good evidence for peer interventions in bullying. So where young people sort of speak up for each other, if you like.
So privacy concerns, there's always, whenever anything to do with online is brought up, it's always the privacy that comes up. Are there any privacy concerns for users of Reword?
Look, not that I'm aware of. As I said, my understanding is you download it and it interfaces with your own social media, and just before you post something or tweet something, it puts a line through it if it's one of whatever words, list of words they've included that might be mean or experiences bullying by someone.
And just before...
So it's difficult to imagine how that might be misused in terms of privacy.
And just before we let you go, Vicky, cyberbullying, as I've said before, it's a very big issue among young people. How does this campaign fit into the overall effort in tackling cyberbullying?
Look, I think it's a fantastic addition to have a tool that people question their own behaviour and then have friends, families, schools and communities all coming together to combat bullying. As you said, we need everyone in to make this different and make it unacceptable for anyone to bully anyone.
Well, Vicky, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Pleasure.